We continue Bezat Hashem in our limud of Masechet Nazir. We are up to Daf Yud, two lines from the top by the Mishnah. This limud is Leilui Nishmat Zion ben Shalom, Reuven ben David, Yosef ben Tamara, Rav Shalom Kohen ben Tefacha Malka, Yair ben Tova, Naim ben Chatun, Yom Tov ben Chana, Shaul ben Latife, Erez ben Miriam, Eta Rivka bat Mordechai, Rivka bat Dvorai, Vashlomit bat Ilana Esther, Chaya Esther, Chava bat Sara, Luba bat Mazal, Lea bat Rachel, and Gabriela Masuda bat Sara Alema Shalom. Also, Lizchut Rufa Shlema, for Aaron Yitzchak ben Brina, Avram ben Aviva, Moshe ben Chana, Yaakov Yisrael Yochai ben Beloria, Yaakov Yisrael Bechor ben Marusia, Esther bat Sara, Gerastova bat Chana, and Chana bat Zulika Lirfua Shlema. The Mishnah begins as follows. Amar, if a person says, Amra para zo hareni nezira im omedet ani. This cow said, I am hereby a nazir if I stand up. Or he says, Omer hadelet hazeh hareni nezira im niftach ani. This door says, I am hereby a nazir if I'm opened. Bet Shammai omrim nazir, ubet Hillel omrim eno nazir. Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, Av keshamu bet Shammai, even when Bet Shammai said that he is a nazir, meaning the neder is effective, lo omrim ela beomer, hare para zo alai korban im omedet hi. What Bet Shammai mean to say is that it's a neder, not that it's acceptance of nezirut, rather, it's a neder. It's like he is saying, Hare parazo alai korban, that this cow is hereby forbidden to me as a korban if it stands up. So in that case, it's as if he made a neder that the cow is forbidden to him. But Bet Shammai would agree that although the neder takes effect, but it's not a neder of nezirut. So the Gemara immediately begins with the question, what does this mean over here? He says, Amra para. The para said, para mika mishtaya, does a cow speak? What's the meaning of this statement? A cow said, I am hereby a nazir. Does a para talk? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rami Bar Chama says, hacha b'mayaskinan. Over here, what are we dealing with? Kegon shaita para revutza lefana. We're dealing in a case where there was a para that was revutza, that was sitting before him. The cow was sitting down, and he tried, without success, to cause it to stand. Ve'amar, and he said, Kasvura para zo ena omedet. This cow thinks that it's not going to stand. Hareni nazir mi besara im amda me'eleha. I am hereby a nazir, and will refrain from eating its meat, if it stands of its own, on its own accord. Ve'amda me'eleha. And in fact, it stood of its own accord. And Bet Shammai go according to their reasoning, to their approach, and Bet Hillel follow their approach. And the Gemara is going to explain. Bet Shammai de Amri mina grogarot mina devela have nazir. Bet Shammai that said that if when a person made a neder to be a nazir, and therefore refrain from dried figs and cakes of dried figs, that he is a nazir. Hachanami ki amar mi besara have nazir. So too over here, when he says, I am a nazir and won't eat from its meat, he is a nazir. Remember, Bet Shammai hold that en adam motzi davar levatala, a person doesn't utter a statement for nothing. So therefore we hold him to his first part of his statement. He said, I am hereby a nazir. He accepted nazirut. And the words that he said afterwards, therefore will refrain from eating the meat, are disregarded. But Bet Hillel hold, he's not a nazir, like they held in the case of Grogarot and Devila. So the Gemara asks, well, if that's the machloket over here, if that's the meaning of our Mishnah, v'ha'amarua Bet Shammai chadazimna. So Bet Shammai already told us this one time regarding the Grogarot and the Devila. Why does our Mishnah have to give us another case as if it's a separate machloket? Why is it repeated if it's the same machloket as the previous case of Hareni Nazir mina grogarot mina devela? So then why do you have to repeat the same machloket over here regarding the para? Amar Rava, Rava says, Tarte telat, two or three examples from different cases, although they essentially say the same principle, two or three cases is normal for the Chachamim to mention. Rabbi Chiya also taught two or three examples with regards to this same issue. Rabbi Hoshaya also taught two or three examples in this issue of the machloket between Bet Hillel and Bet Shammai. So that's okay. And why are all of them needed? Utsrichi. All of these cases are necessary to be taught. Because if it was stated only that he's a Nazir, according to Bet Shammai, in the case of where he said, Areni Nazir mina devela, mina grogarot mina devela. So I could have thought, Hatam hu de amri Bet Shammai have a Nazir, only over there Bet Shammai agreed that he's a Nazir, mishum de mechalfan be'anavim. Because after all, it's possible to have figs confused with grapes. So it's reasonable to assume that he had grapes in mind, and that's why it's an acceptable neder of nezirut. It's possible that he confused te'enim with anavim. Aval basar be'anavim lo michlaf. But meat is certainly not confused with grapes. So it could be that in the case of our Mishnah, he's not a nazir according to Bet Shammai, where he says, I am a nazir and I'm not going to eat the meat of this para. So that, even according to Bet Shammai, I would think that that is not an acceptable neder of nezirut. That's why we need our Mishnah to tell us. Ve'it mar basar, and if it would tell us only our case of basar, hacha hu damri Bet Shammai have nazir bebisra vechamra, we would have thought to say that it is here that Bet Shammai say that he's a nazir, because he was referring to bisra vechamra, to meat and wine, because people normally pair them together. You eat meat and you drink wine together. So therefore, it's possible that when he said meat, he meant meat and wine. So that's an acceptable neder of nezirut. Aval grogarot udvela lo. But dried figs and cakes of dried figs, they're not paired with wine. So then I would think in that case, he's not a nazir, according to Bet Shammai. Kamash malan. That's why the Mishnah teaches us that according to Bet Shammai, he's a nazir in both cases. Ve'it mar hanitalti, and if it would only state the halakha that he is a nazir according to Bet Shammai with regards to these two cases, the case of figs and the case of meat, then I would have said hani hu dekamri Bet Shammai. That's where Bet Shammai say that he's a nazir. Aval delet ema modu lehu lebet hillel. But in the second case of our Mishnah, where he says the delet, the door, I am a nazir from this delet, from this door. In this case of door, which has absolutely nothing to do with nezirut, ema modu lehu lebet hillel, I would have thought Bet Shammai agreed to Bet Hillel in this case that that is absolutely not a neder of nezirut. So therefore, that's why it taught us in the Mishnah that in this case as well, Bet Shammai hold that he's a nazir. Because en adam motzi dvarav levatala, as we explained before, when a person says hareni nazir, that moment he accepted nazirut, and the rest, what he said about the delet, is disregarded. Ve'itana delet, and if it would tell us the machloket Bet Shammai Bet Hillel by the case of the door, we would say behakamui Bet Hillel. This is where Bet Hillel say that he's not a nazir. Aval behach talti, but in the other two cases of the figs and the meat, where it's possible to say that he means the wine together with them, either that he mixed up the figs with grapes, or that he meant the meat that goes with wine. Ema modu lehu lebet Shammai. I would have thought in this case Bet Hillel agree with Bet Shammai that he is a nazir. Kamash malan delo. So the Mishnah teaches us, no, according to Bet Hillel, they argue with Bet Shammai in those cases as well. So the Gemara asks, Amar Rava, Rava says, how could you explain the Mishnah to say that he says, Hareni Nazir from its meat if it stood up by itself? Miketani imam dame elea. After all, does it say those words in the Mishnah? Our Mishnah reads, Amra parazo, Hareni nezira imomedet ani. Comes along Rami Bar Chama before and explains, it means the para was seated, did not want to get up. And he says, Hareni nazir mi besara imamda meleah. I am a nazir from its meat if it stands up by itself. So Rava is asking on Rami Bar Chama, how could you explain like that? Does it say that in the Mishnah? Mi katani imamda me'eleha? It says imomedet ani. It doesn't say imamda me'eleha. It doesn't say those words if it stood by itself. So therefore, how could you explain like that? Ela Rava. Rather, Rava explains our Mishnah differently. Kegon shaita para revutza lefanav. The para was seated before him and did not want to get up. Ve'amar, and the person said, Hare alai korban. He's looking at this para that doesn't want to get up. And he's saying to himself, I see this para thinks that it's not getting up at all. Right? So he makes a neder and he says, if it's going to stand up, whether by itself or not, I am designating it as a korban for nezirut. If it gets up, I'm designating it a korban. That's what he meant. That's what the Mishnah is saying, that according to Beit Shammai, he is a nazir, which means that it is a valid acceptance of nezirut upon himself. When he says, on this animal, if it's going to get up, I am giving it as a korban for nezirut. The Gemara asks on Rava, okay, bishlama para bat korbani. You could explain this on the case of para, because a cow is something that can be sacrificed as a korban. Ela delet bat korbani. But what about the second case in the Mishnah? On the closed door. He says, I am a nazir if it opens. What does that have to do with korban? A door has nothing to do with korban. So how will you explain, Rava, the case of the door in the Mishnah? Ela marava, rather, this is how Rava explains. Kegon she'aita para revutza lefanav. The cow was sitting before him and was refusing to stand. Ve'amar, and he said, areni nazir miyayin im lo amda. He says, I am a nazir from wine if this animal doesn't get up. Ve'amda me'eleha, and the animal got up. Beit Shammai Savri, so Beit Shammai hold, Turpe dehai gavra mishum okmah bidehu. This person's intention is based upon having it stand by his own hand. Vehalo ukma, and he did not have it stand. So since he didn't cause it to stand, the cow stood up by itself. So that's why his neder of nezirut takes effect. Because what did he say? He said, Areni nazir miyain im lo amda. I am a nazir from wine if it doesn't stand. Ve'amda me'elea, and it stood by itself, on its own. So Beit Shammai said he is a nazir, because this person's kavanah was, this person's intention was based upon having it stand by his own hand, and he did not have it stand. So since he didn't cause it to stand, the neder of nezirut takes effect. U'betilel savri, but betilel hold, no, mishum derevi'ahu. Beit Hillel says the intention of this person was just based on the fact that it was seated, that it didn't want to get up. The hakamat, and now it stood. So since the cow stood up, it doesn't matter what caused it to stand, if it stood up by itself or he got it to stand up. So mimela, his neder of nezirut doesn't take effect. So again, Rava is explaining the machloket Beit Shammai Beit Hillel, when a person says, hareni nazir miyayin, if this para does not get up. So Beit Shammai is saying the main intention that the person who's making this neder is if it doesn't get up by him, by his hand, if he doesn't succeed in getting it to stand up. So he didn't succeed in getting it to stand up. Yeah, the fact that it stood up by itself, okay, that was by itself, but he didn't succeed in getting it up. And therefore, he said, Areni nazir im lo amda, if he doesn't succeed in getting it up. That's why he's a nazir. Beit Hillel hold, no. When he said, Areni nazir miyayin im lo amda, he doesn't care how it stands up. Anyway, if it stands up, he's not going to be nazir. He's only saying he's a nazir if it doesn't stand up. And it did, even though it stood up by itself. So what? Therefore, he's not a nazir. That's the machloket between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. So the Gemara asks, Ihachi, if that's the case, Eima Seifa. Why don't you continue in the Mishnah? Read the next clause in the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Af kesheavru Beit Shammai, even when Beit Shammai said that the neder of Nezirut is effective, lo amru ela beomer arehen alai korban. They only meant to say that with regards to one who says that they are hereby forbidden to me as a korban. So the question is, para mika matpis ba bide? Does he make a neder and extend any prohibition to the cow? According to your explanation, Rava, that you say that the person who made the neder said, hareni nazir miyain. I am a nazir from wine if it doesn't stand up, right? So then what is Rabbi Yehuda saying? That over here, what he meant to say is that that the para is asur to him like a korban. A regular neder, that the para is asur, is prohibited to him like a korban. Para mikamat pisvamidi? What, did he make a neder regarding the para? That's not what he said. He says, Areni nazir minayayin, according to your explanation. So how does it make sense what Rabbi Yehuda says, that it's a case where he says, Bet Shammai are talking in a case where he says, Arehen alai korban, that the para is on me, a korban. But according to your explanation, Rava, that's not what the person said. The person said, Areni nazir miayin. Ela, rather, this is what Rava says. Kegon de amar, hareni nazir mi besara im lo amda. I am a nazir, refraining from eating its meat if it doesn't stop, if it doesn't stand up. Ve amda me'elea, and it stood up by itself. So, once again, the machloket between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel is as explained before. Bet Shammai savri turpe de'ahu gavra. Bet Shammai say, the main intention of that person who made the neder, mishum ukma bidehu. The main point is, if he succeed in getting it to stand up by him, by his own power, v'halo ukma, and he was not successful in getting it to stand up, it stood up by itself, and therefore he's a nazir. U'betilel savri tupedai gava mishum derevia. Betilel say no, his intention was only because it was seated. He doesn't care how it gets up, by itself or by his power, it doesn't matter. V'hakaman, and it got up. So Mimela, he's not a nazir. So the Gemara asks a question, Ubet Hillel, Savri, ilo kamat have nazir? Are you telling me now that if, let's say, that para would not get up at all, Bet Hillel would say that he's a nazir? And the only reason why he's not a nazir is because, bottom line, it got up? Veha Amri, but didn't Bet Hillel say before that a person who says, Areni nazir mi besara, or if he says, I'm nazir from Grogarot, lo have nazir, he's not a nazir. Which means, it sounds from your explanation of Bet Hillel over here, that the only reason why they're saying in our Mishnah that he's not a nazir is because his intention was that if it doesn't get up at all, he'll be a nazir. And bottom line, it got up. That's why he's not a nazir. That's why he's not a nazir, because his words were not fulfilled. What do you mean? According to Bet Hillel, he cannot be a nazir either way, because the lashon, the words that he used, are not effective according to Bet Hillel. Bet Hillel told us that if a person says, I'm a nazir from meat, which is not nazirut, or I'm a nazir from figs, which is not nazirut, lo havi nazir. So the neder itself is not valid. Who cares about if the condition that he said is fulfilled or not? Answers the Gemara, you're right. According to Bet Hillel themselves, the words of the neder in our Mishnah is not valid for nazirut. What they meant is letamayu de Bet Shammai kaamri. They're speaking according to the opinion, according to the reason of Bet Shammai. Ledidan, they say, according to us, afilu lo kamat, nami lo avi nazir. Even if the animal would not get up, still he wouldn't be a nazir, because the language that he's using is not an acceptable neder of nazirut. But leditchu damri to have a nazir, but Bet Hillel are saying to Bet Shammai, according to you, that it is an acceptable language of accepting nazirut. Odulan mihat, you should agree to us that in this case, the turpe de haden gavra mishum de revia, that the main intention of this person is only because it is seated down. And any way it gets up will be a fulfillment of his neder. The hakamat, and bottom line, it got up. It didn't stay seated, so why should he be a nazir? Bet Shammai replied to that, no. They say, love, turpe de hai gavra, the main intention of this person is mishum ukma bideu, is that if he succeeds in getting it up, v'halo ukma, he didn't succeed in getting it up, and that's why he becomes a nazir.